The Doug Wright Show, live from the Iowa caucuses in Des Moines on KSL News Radio.
We were at the Trump rally in Council Bluffs in the afternoon. We were at the Hillary rally last night over at Lincoln High School.
Don't forget, our Doug Wright is live from New Hampshire today, starting 1 hour from now.
We're coming to you live from New Hampshire.
Live from Cleveland.
While she didn't pay the price she should have paid, she's going to pay that price when November 8th rolls around.
The Doug Wright Show, from the floor of the Republican National Convention.
Hillary Clinton must become the next president of the United States.
Our live team coverage of the Democratic National Convention begins with KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson in Philadelphia.
Deb Henry was a Bernie Sanders committee member in Utah.
I think they're probably going to have to sleep on that whole speech and work on that over time.
19-year-old Rahul Mukherjee is the youngest Democrat delegate.
I'm going to help them out, and I'll be a part of the Democratic Party working to strengthen this party over time.
Joining us live on the KSL Newsline is Democratic political consultant James Carville, who is out with a new book entitled We're Still Right and They're Still Wrong. Good morning, James.
Good morning, good morning. One of my favorite places in the United States, Big Bad Kitty from Salt Lake City.
Mitt Romney came out on stage today at the University of Utah, the Hinckley Forum, and he made it really clear right off the bat that he's not running.
I'm not here to announce my candidacy for office, and I'm not going to endorse a candidate today. Instead, I'd like to offer my perspective on the nominating process of my party.
Romney says if conservatives want a candidate other than Trump, they'll have to take action by showing up at the ballot box in the upcoming states.
Trump then fought back at a campaign stop in Maine, mentioning again that Mitt should have won in 2012.
That was a race, I have to say, folks, that should have been won. That was a race that absolutely should have been won, and I don't know what happened to him.
Now, Donald Trump tells us that he is very, very smart. I'm afraid that when it comes to foreign policy, he is very, very not smart.
Please welcome with me the next president of the United States, John Kasich.
Thank you.
John Kasich kicked off this very busy day of politics. The first speech that he had scheduled was at Utah Valley University. Now the last one is going to be at Davis High School. However, traffic problems could prevent that from starting on time. Kasich did speak about how he believes Hillary Clinton will try to take credit for balancing the budget, which she should.
It was the troublemakers led by Newt Gingrich, me as budget committee chairman, the Republicans in the House and the Senate who hadn't been in charge in 40 years who created a dynamic for economic growth and forced Clinton to sign a balanced budget agreement.
Today's Donald Trump event in Salt Lake City doesn't start until 7 o'clock, but his Utah organizers are expecting a strong showing. Don Pay tells KSL's Doug Wright that Trump will deliver a message that will resonate with Utah Republicans focused on industry and family.
I mean, I've been around the family and they truly love each other, and that's really hard to do when you're that high profile with that many things going on and that many people trying to divide and conquer.
There are hundreds of people here dressed in everything from business attire to biker attire, and they continue to fill the area around the block now. All Trump supporters, a lot of people feeling the same way as Alexandra Ifredo, 83 years old from West Jordan.
But the thing is, I'm a rebel. I'm sick and tired of $19 trillion deficit. And Cruz was in the Congress. Nothing's been done about lowering the deficit. I'm tired of the current Congress. They're not doing anything. I'm just angry.
Senator Ted Cruz spoke to KSL's Doug Wright today, saying despite talk of a contested convention, he's still shooting for a direct path to the nomination.
The way the states allocate delegates, for example, Utah, if we get just over 50%, if we break 50%, we get 100% of the delegates from Utah.
Cruz will be in Utah tomorrow for events in Draper and Provo.
Bernie Sanders has spent the last hour talking to supporters at This Is a Place Heritage Park, and he says the United States has a shameful voter turnout numbers.
And yet you have Republican governors and legislatures all over this country who are trying to suppress the vote.
And voters are going to the polls in Delaware, Maryland, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and Pennsylvania, where the polls close in just 1 hour, and we can start getting results then, too. Hillary Clinton's husband, Bill, says it's simple. You need to vote for the most experienced candidate.
You cannot afford to elect a president
who has to go to school to figure out what to do about this to keep bad things from happening.
The curtain is closing on the Cruz campaign, with one aide predicting a somber night for Ted Cruz, who issued this last blast, oh what a blast, at Donald Trump this morning.
The man is utterly amoral. Morality does not exist for him.
That was the tip of the iceberg. Cruz called Trump a pathological liar, a narcissist, a philanderer. Trump isn't even bothering to hang around Indiana. He's now comfortably waiting for the results at Trump Tower in New York.
We are keeping an eye out for John Kasich. He is expected to land at Dulles, and he will immediately have comments for the press. And we'll kind of test and see how accurate we are here. But what we have heard is that Governor Kasich's going to stay in the race. His strategy continues to win the nomination in an open convention until he sees the actual number, the odometer, flip over to 1237, he's vowing to stay in the race, and he will make the case for that.
I have renewed faith, deeper faith, that the Lord will show me the way forward and fulfill the purpose of my life. Thank you, and God bless.
And you've been listening to Republican presidential candidate John Kasich dropping out of the GOP race.
The first presidential debate is over, and both sides are declaring victory after a night of trading jabs.
She doesn't have the look. She doesn't have the stamina.
I have no reason to believe that he's ever going to release his tax returns because there's something he's hiding.
But where do undecided voters here in Utah stand this morning?
Your voice, your vote, 2016. Our live team coverage of the debate begins with KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour, who has election reaction from Utah voters. Peter?
Amanda, it felt like a Super Bowl party, but seven big screens featured last night's first presidential debate at the U's Hinckley Institute of Politics. It probably got as brutal.
Nobody wants to sit around and talk about the nitty-gritty of tax reform when you can make jokes about the other person's hair or skin color.
Viewers wanted a real debate on policies and platforms, but instead they say they got a street fight. They're not surprised the candidates played dodgeball about their past. Those who started the night supporting a candidate did not waver. Live, Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.
Well, we're happy to report that despite some of the information that's been shared nationally and unfortunately some misinformation, our voting systems here in the state of Utah are extremely secure. We never hook our voting systems up to the internet in any way, which makes it impossible for them to be hacked by any type of foreign entity.
I want us to heal our country and bring it together, because that's, I think, the best way for us to get the future that our children and our grandchildren deserve.
Secretary Clinton, thank you. Mr. Trump, you have 2 minutes.
Well, I actually agree with that. I agree with everything she said.
Donald Trump is different. I said starting back in June that he was not fit to be president and commander-in-chief. And many Republicans and independents have said the same thing.
I am a person who has great respect for people, for my family, for the people of this country, and certainly I'm not proud of it, but that was something that happened. If you look at Bill Clinton, far worse, mine are words, and his was action.
My candidate, Donald Trump, has at times in his life been crude. Their candidate, Hillary Clinton, is corrupt and dishonest and dangerous.
We sure appreciate your time, Mr. and Mrs. Gingrich, joining us this morning. Thank you so much.
Your voice, your vote, 2016. Presidential candidate Evan McMullen says Green Party nominee Jill Stein will join him in an alternative debate, but not Libertarian Gary Johnson. He said that's beneath him.
Gary Johnson has struggled with some interviews recently and exposed lack of knowledge on key issues that would be even more apparent if we were to debate.
McMullen thinks that Johnson is afraid of more on-air gaffes like the What's Aleppo comment. He and McMullen are based in Utah. Still, KSL will work to host an alternative debate for whoever chooses to participate. Mark Juke is live on the scene in Las Vegas with more. Mark?
Amanda, the focus of the political world certainly here, with some 5,000 journalists expected to cover the debate today. Security around the Thomas and Mack Center is tight. Classes, at least most of them, are canceled for the day on the campus of UNLV, as there are now a lot of areas off limits. As for the debate itself, Utah GOP Chairman James Evans says, obviously, it is a big one for Donald Trump.
I think this debate's going to answer that question. I think if Donald Trump does very well in this debate, you're going to see perhaps a shifting back towards Donald Trump, because Hillary Clinton is just so disliked that it's really in Donald Trump's hands to reclaim.
But there are those here, of course, who are expressing their own dislike for Donald Trump. Protest zones have been set up for people to express those dislikes, and their likes, for that matter, just outside of the Thomas and Mack Center. Live in Las Vegas, Mark Chu, KSL News Radio.
Donald Trump continues to cast doubt on his opponent and the election process. KSL's top national stories this hour. Here's Simone Cycli, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Brian, this is Donald Trump as he campaigned in Grand Junction last night.
I don't believe the polls anymore. I don't believe it.
And he spoke of his opponent and her debate prep.
Sort of funny. She's been doing this for 30 years. Now she has to do debate prep for 5 days. You know what the debate prep is? It's resting.
My wife, Julie, and I, we got a 15-year-old daughter. Do you think I can look her in the eye and tell her that I endorse Donald Trump for president when he acts like this?
Evan McMullen continues to say he has a viable chance and he is a better choice. But Fox Business host Lou Dobbs sent out a tweet dismissing McMullen, calling him a globalist and Mormon mob. Mafia tool. So overnight, the hashtag Mormon Mafia took over Twitter. There's Say Hello to My Little Friend magazine, and people are tweeting pictures of biker gangs, aka missionaries on two wheels. One headline, Lou Dobbs blew the lid off the casserole dish.
Michael, I'm tired of this Lou Dobbs guy. He's always pointing fingers at what he calls the Mormon Mafia. I want you to send Luca over to his place. I want Luca to knock respectfully on his door. And then, when the door opens, just barge in there and fold all his laundry.
It's open enrollment time for the Affordable Care Act, and many people are finding that it's not as affordable as promised.
Big premium increases both in private coverage and on the federal and state marketplaces. Not enough young, healthy people on the exchange. The Obama administration acknowledged ACA premiums will increase next year by an average of 25%.
They know that's not true. It's much more. You're going to have 60, 70, 80, 90%.
Republican Donald Trump wants to repeal and replace Obamacare.
And Hillary Clinton wants to keep it.
I want very much to save what works and is good about the Affordable Care Act. But we've got to get costs down. We've got to provide some additional help to small businesses so that they can afford to provide health insurance.
But independent Evan McMullen says Obamacare must be replaced with a pro-market approach to insurance.
We have got to make sure that we are erring on the side of competitiveness, not crony capitalism. That's better for Americans across the socioeconomic spectrum. It's better for our country. It's better for our healthcare system, our economy.
We've watched the agony of Syrians fleeing the chaos in their homeland, like refugee Sumeya Akdru.
It was very bad, but we tried to stay there. We can't stay there because of bombs and the war.
And then we have frustrated immigrants like Juan Garcia seeking the American dream.
We just want to be part of this country, and it's so sad that people don't support us.
But then we have Americans who say, citing national security and economic concerns.
Republicans, this is your chance to help millions of families and show that your party, the party of Lincoln, is better than Donald Trump.
We have to have strong borders. We have to keep the drugs out of our country. We're getting the drugs, they're getting the cash.
We are a country of refugees and of immigrants, and it has made us strong. People from around the world believe they can come and find liberty.
We're going to end family detention, close private detention facilities, and stop the raids and roundups.
Instead of providing free health care and jobs to refugees, we should rebuild our inner cities and help struggling Americans.
We need to do better coordinating efforts within the U.S. government. We have one agency doing one thing and another doing another thing.
If you hit the campaign events, some people would say appointing the right kind of justices to the Supreme Court is actually one of the most important parts of this year's presidential race.
Both Supreme Court nominees don't change our country for 20 or 30 years. They change our nation forever.
Whoever is elected president not only nominates people to the Supreme Court, they get 3,000 political jobs.
Donald Trump recently told Fox News that losing the state of Utah would be devastating to the Republican Party, if only just because conservatives would lose the opportunity to appoint justices to the high court.
That means we're probably going to lose the Supreme Court of the United States for 60 years.
Earlier in the year, Hillary Clinton went on the Jimmy Kimmel Show, lashing out against the Senate for not giving President Obama's most recent Supreme Court nominee a chance.
Opposition to
even meeting with and considering the president's nominee for the Supreme Court. That, to me, is just beyond partisanship.
Right now, the focus of ISIS is in Iraq. With U.S.-backed air support and advisors on the ground, the battle for Mosul is underway. While I'll say ISIS must be stopped, the candidates differ on how and on who to involve as our allies. Clinton, Trump, and independent Evan McMullen, to one degree or another, want to increase U.S. support for those fighting ISIS in Iraq and Syria, taking out their strongholds. Clinton, though, does not support troops on the ground in Syria.
I don't think American troops should be holding territory, which is what they would have to do as an occupying force. I don't think that is a smart strategy.
Trump at one time mentioned more troops on the ground, but now is pushing working with allies, including possibly Russia, in the fight.
All actions should be oriented around this goal, and any country which shares this goal will be our ally.
Independent Evan McMullen says he doesn't see Russia as any kind of friend when it comes to Syria, as long as they continue to support the Assad-led government.
That is the role Russia is playing. If they're going to continue playing this role, then no, we can't work with them, because they're working against the interests of the United States and of the world and of humanity.
All these long lines have inspired one Utah senator to go back to the books and draft a new bill. Senator Daniel Thatcher says he stood in line for about 2 hours today.
I sat and watched as person after person gave up and left.
The longest lines were people heading to vote before work, and they gave various answers as to why they came in person instead of sending their ballot back in Salt Lake County.
It was a little late on the mail-in ballot.
Mine disappeared. It went in a special spot, and it's so special I couldn't find it.
And then others just couldn't decide in time.
And I'd like to wait right till the last minute to see if there's any changes. I might have changed my mind yesterday. You don't know that.
And some honestly just like voting in person better.
I chose to come in person.
I like to push those buttons myself. It just feels like the right thing to do.
KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour continues our team coverage.
Are you just glad that this election is over?
Hallelujah. That's all I have to say.
That sentiment pervaded this 200-deep line at West Valley's Hunter Library.
Seems like a year now, just nothing but negative, negative, negative.
Some voters never got a mail-in ballot. Those who did struggled to decide how to fill it out.
No matter what the outcome, there's going to be people who are angry and saying that it's not valid and it's just going to be a mess.
The Trump campaign claimed that some early voting locations and Democratic strongholds were kept open late on the last day of early voting. They wanted Judge Gloria Sturman to preserve the name of the poll workers, but this afternoon she said no.
I am not going to expose people doing their civic duty to help their fellow citizens vote to public attention, ridicule, and harassment. I'm not going to do it.
For now, the lawsuit isn't going anywhere.
Hillary Clinton holding a lead over Donald Trump at the moment, but only a slight lead in the electoral votes, with projected wins in Illinois, 7 northeastern states, including Maryland, Delaware, Washington, D.C., New Jersey, Vermont, and New Hampshire. That's 68 electoral votes. But with a projected win in Alabama, Trump has now polled within 2 points, according to ABC News, which has also projected Trump to win in South Carolina. Some big states, some key states still to be called, are Florida, where, as the results come in, candidates have been at virtual tie with just a couple of percentage points separating the two.
The night is young here at Rice-Eccles Stadium, and for the event, it's being called the Republican Election Night Victory Party. So far, more reporters than partygoers so far, but that will definitely change as the night goes on. One person who is here is Chinese immigrant Lindsay Liu, who is participating in her very first election.
I saw so many Chinese people around the country stand up, vote for Trump, and it's really touched my heart. I saw so many of them. They love this country.
Tonight, it's Your Voice, Your Vote 2016. Live election coverage on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Drew Steele along with Doug Wright and Jay McFarland in studio KSL News Radio. Your election coverage tonight, as my head is spinning, gentlemen.
By the way, Palm Beach is in at 83% now. So that's significant. They did not get the votes out of Palm Beach County that they thought that they were going to.
People are filling into the main ballroom here at the downtown Sheraton. Notably missing, though, is the candidates themselves. Vice Chair of the Utah Democratic Party, Breanne Miller, says they're still hard at work.
Our candidates, you know, can't waste a minute. They're out making calls. They're out making sure that voters are waiting in lines until they actually get to vote to make sure that their voices are heard.
She says this election has helped the state party by having more attention on the Beehive State.
At the KSL Elections Desk, I'm Mark Duke. KSL News Time is 7:44.
blue on the edge, red in the middle, with some key states to go. A very simple summary of the projected wins in the presidential race so far between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton.
With the traditional political playbook, you craft your message, and what Donald Trump did is just throw that out and says, look, I'm just going to speak the truth. Be it politically incorrect or not. And I think that is what was appealing to so many voters who have kind of checked out of the system, is that I think they felt it was very refreshing to have someone step up and just say it for like it is, whether someone's offended or not, he's going to speak the truth. And I think, and I'm hoping that, and I'm cautiously optimistic that that's what will carry today for Donald Trump.
Kristen Taylor says she voted for McMullen back in October as soon as she could. She thinks he has a chance here in Utah.
I think it's likely. I'm optimistic.
As for the rest of the nation,
my fingers are crossed.
And it was special for us. Our son came home from college just to vote with the family. And then I headed to our campaign office and got some things coordinated with our field organization. We've been out knocking on doors. Our people are still knocking on doors right now. We're fighting right up to the last minute. And then I also spent the afternoon making phone calls, helping to get out the vote. So we're leaving it all on the field.
Well, I want to share this. This is a big one. CNN now projecting Donald Trump will win Ohio.
Wow.
And Ohio's been that state where whichever way they go...
It goes.
But they were saying this was a year that Hillary could shift that. But that is significant. Ohio being now given to Donald Trump.
Wall Street is being caught off guard here.
Yeah.
You can see how there could be some real knee-jerk reaction, like, holy cow, what is going to happen? We had pretty much banked on Hillary. We delivered you a 300-plus point increase just the other day, which was nice to see after the slow decline we've had. But it's interesting to see the market react this way.
Yeah, the market has been building in over this past week a Clinton win. And a Trump win in the long run might be just fine. Yeah. But in the short run, it's a problem. This is a little bit like Brexit. Immediately, the markets went significantly down, over 5%. But you and I got on and we talked about that. And we know exactly what happened. In the long run, things seem to settle out and work themselves out. A shock to the system like this, if he does in fact win, will take some time to unwind. It'll take a few days.
Frankly, I said that we would be able to hold both the House and the Senate. I've worked my butt off to make sure that we have enough money for our senators and been all over the country helping them. Just wound up in Nevada and Arizona last weekend. So, yeah, I felt like we were going to do okay, but who knows? You know, this is such a trying time.
We need a new conservative movement in this country. If the election continues in the direction that it seems to be headed now, and that Donald Trump will be our next president, the Republican Party can no longer be considered the home for conservatives.
The best Hillary Clinton could do at this point is tie, and even that seems as though it is a remote possibility at this point. It now appears that Donald Trump has a clear path to over 300 electoral votes.
This is John Podesta, who is speaking right now. Can we take that?
Thank you. Well, folks, I know you've been here a long time, and it's been a long night, and it's been a long campaign. But I could say we can wait a little longer, can't we?
Hillary Clinton apparently has called Donald Trump to concede the election.
Whoa! Well, that is interesting.
I've just received a call from Secretary Clinton. She congratulated us, it's about us, on our victory. And I congratulated her and her family on a very, very hard-fought campaign. I mean, she fought very hard. Hillary has worked very long and very hard over a long period of time, and we owe her a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. I mean that very sincerely. Now it's time for America to bind the wounds of division. have to get together. To all Republicans and Democrats and independents across this nation, I say it is time for us to come together as one united people. It's time.